The 48 Laws of Power. By Robert Greene. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene is a book that explores the psychology of power and how to use it to gain and maintain influence. It is based on the writings of Machiavelli, Sun Tzu, and other historical figures. The book is divided into 48 laws, each of which is accompanied by an explanation of the law, examples of how it has been used in the past, and advice on how to use it in the present. The laws range from the obvious, never outshine the master, to the more subtle, conceal your intentions. The book also includes a section on how to defend yourself against those who use power to manipulate and control. The 48 Laws of Power is a practical guide to gaining and maintaining power. It is not a book about morality or ethics, but rather a book about how to use power effectively. It is written in a clear and concise style, and the advice is easy to understand and apply. The book is divided into four sections: Laws of Power, Laws of Influence, Laws of Self-Preservation, and Laws of Defense. Each section contains 12 laws, and each law is accompanied by an explanation, examples, and advice. The laws of power are the core of the book. They are the laws that govern the use of power in any situation. They include laws such as never outshine the master, conceal your intentions, and play on people's need to believe. The laws of influence are the laws that govern how to influence and persuade others. They include laws such as appear to be consistent, create a sense of urgency, and make others come to you. The laws of self-preservation are the laws that govern how to protect yourself from those who would use power to manipulate and control you. They include laws such as keep others in suspended terror, create a cult-like following, and play the perfect courtier. The laws of defense are the laws that govern how to defend yourself against those who use power to manipulate and control. They include laws such as know when to be vulnerable, play the long game, and be the master of your own fate. The 48 Laws of Power is an invaluable resource for anyone who wants to gain and maintain power. It is a practical guide to understanding and using power effectively. It is written in a clear and concise style, and the advice is easy to understand and apply. Whether you are a leader, a manager, or an individual looking to gain influence, the 48 Laws of Power is an essential guide to understanding and using power. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Never outshine the master. Always be aware of the power dynamics in any situation and never attempt to outshine the person in power. This will only lead to resentment and a loss of power. The idea of never outshining the master is an important one to keep in mind in any situation. It is important to remember that power dynamics exist in all relationships, and it is important to be aware of them. If one attempts to outshine the person in power, it can lead to resentment and a loss of power. It is important to remember that the person in power has the ability to make decisions that can affect the lives of those around them, and it is important to respect that power. It is also important to remember that the person in power has the ability to grant favors and privileges, and it is important to be aware of that. It is important to remember that the person in power is the one who sets the tone for the relationship. It is important to be respectful and to show deference to the person in power. It is important to remember that the person in power has the ability to grant favors and privileges, and it is important to be aware of that. It is important to remember that the person in power has the ability to make decisions that can affect the lives of those around them, and it is important to respect that power. It is important to remember that the person in power is the one who sets the tone for the relationship. It is important to be respectful and to show deference to the person in power. It is important to remember that the person in power has the ability to grant favors and privileges, and it is important to be aware of that. It is important to remember that the person in power has the ability to make decisions that can affect the lives of those around them, and it is important to respect that power. It is important to remember that attempting to outshine the person in power can lead to resentment and a loss of power, and it is important to avoid doing so. Main idea number 2. Conceal your intentions, never reveal your true intentions to anyone, as this will give them the power to use it against you. Instead, use subtlety and deception to keep your intentions hidden. Concealing your intentions is an important part of maintaining power. When you reveal your true intentions, you give others the power to use it against you. To protect yourself, you must be subtle and deceptive in your actions. The best way to conceal your intentions is to be vague and ambiguous in your words and actions. Don't give away too much information, and never make your intentions clear. Instead, use subtle hints and innuendos to keep your intentions hidden. You should also be careful not to let your emotions give away your intentions. If you are feeling angry or frustrated, try to keep it hidden. Don't let your emotions show, as this can give away your true intentions. Finally, be aware of the power of body language. Your body language can give away your true intentions, even if you are trying to conceal them. Be aware of how you are standing, sitting, and moving, and make sure that your body language is not revealing your true intentions. Main idea number 3. Play on people's need to believe. People are more likely to believe something if it is presented in a way that appeals to their emotions. Use this to your advantage by presenting your ideas in a way that will make them more likely to believe it. People have a natural need to believe in something. This need can be used to your advantage when presenting ideas. By presenting your ideas in a way that appeals to people's emotions, you can make them more likely to believe it. For example, if you are trying to convince someone of a certain point of view, you can use stories, anecdotes, and other persuasive techniques to make your argument more convincing. You can also use visuals, such as graphs and charts, to make your point more clear. By understanding people's need to believe and using it to your advantage, you can make your ideas more persuasive and more likely to be accepted. Another way to play on people's need to believe is to create a sense of urgency. By making people feel like they need to act now, you can make them more likely to believe your ideas. For example, if you are trying to convince someone to invest in a certain stock, you can emphasize the potential gains they could make if they act quickly. By creating a sense of urgency, you can make people more likely to believe your ideas and take action. Finally, you can also use social proof to your advantage. People are more likely to believe something if they see that others are doing it. For example, if you are trying to convince someone to invest in a certain stock, you can show them the success stories of other investors who have made money from the same stock. By showing them that others have had success with the stock, you can make them more likely to believe your ideas and take action. By understanding people's need to believe and using it to your advantage, you can make your ideas more persuasive and more likely to be accepted. By creating a sense of urgency and using social proof, you can make people more likely to believe your ideas and take action. Main idea number 4. Create a sense of urgency and desperation. People are more likely to act when they feel a sense of urgency and desperation. Use this to your advantage by creating a sense of urgency and desperation in order to get people to act. Creating a sense of urgency and desperation can be a powerful tool to get people to act. By creating a sense of urgency and desperation, you can make people feel like they need to act now or else they will miss out on something important. This can be done by setting deadlines, offering limited time discounts, or creating a sense of scarcity. You can also use fear tactics to create a sense of urgency and desperation, such as warning people of the consequences of not acting quickly. When creating a sense of urgency and desperation, it is important to be careful not to overdo it. People can become overwhelmed and frustrated if they feel like they are being pressured too much. It is important to be clear and concise when communicating the urgency and desperation, and to make sure that people understand why they need to act quickly. Creating a sense of urgency and desperation can be a great way to get people to act quickly and decisively. By using this tactic, you can ensure that people take the necessary steps to achieve their goals. Main idea number 5. Use selective honesty and generosity. Be generous and honest when it is to your advantage, but be selective about when you do so. This will make people more likely to trust you and be more willing to do favors for you. The idea of selective honesty and generosity is an important one to consider when dealing with people. It is important to be generous and honest when it is to your advantage, but it is also important to be selective about when you do so. Being generous and honest and it is not to your advantage can be detrimental to your own interests. By being selective about when you are generous and honest, you can create an environment of trust and respect. People will be more likely to trust you and be more willing to do favors for you if they know that you are not always going to be generous and honest. This can be beneficial in many different situations, such as when negotiating a deal or when trying to build relationships with people. It is also important to remember that being generous and honest does not always mean giving away everything you have. It is important to be generous and honest in a way that is beneficial to both parties. This means that you should be willing to give something of value in exchange for something of value. This can help to create a mutually beneficial relationship that can be beneficial to both parties in the long run. Overall, the idea of selective honesty and generosity is an important one to consider when dealing with people. It can help to create an environment of trust and respect, and it can also be beneficial to both parties in the long run. By being selective about when you are generous and honest, you can create a situation where both parties can benefit from the relationship. Main idea number 6. Win through actions, not arguments. Arguments are rarely effective in convincing people of your point of view. Instead, focus on taking action that will demonstrate the validity of your point of view. Winning through actions, not arguments, is a powerful concept that can be applied to many different areas of life. It is especially relevant in the workplace, where arguments can quickly become heated and unproductive. Instead of engaging in a heated debate, it is often more effective to take action that will demonstrate the validity of your point of view. This could be as simple as completing a task or project that proves your point, or it could be something more complex like launching a new initiative or product. By taking action, you are showing that you are confident in your point of view and that you are willing to put in the effort to make it a reality. This concept can also be applied to personal relationships. Instead of arguing with someone, it is often more effective to take action that will demonstrate your point of view. This could be as simple as doing something kind for the other person, or it could be something more complex like taking a class together or going on a trip. By taking action, you are showing that you are willing to put in the effort to make the relationship work. Winning through actions, not arguments, is a powerful concept that can be applied to many different areas of life. It is a great way to demonstrate your point of view without getting into a heated debate. By taking action, you are showing that you are confident in your point of view and that you are willing to put in the effort to make it a reality. Main idea number 7. Get others to do the work for you. Whenever possible, get others to do the work for you. This will save you time and energy and will also make it easier to get things done. Getting others to do the work for you is a great way to save time and energy. It can also make it easier to get things done. By delegating tasks to others, you can focus on the bigger picture and make sure that everything is running smoothly. You can also use the help of others to get things done faster and more efficiently. When delegating tasks, it is important to make sure that the person you are delegating to is capable of completing the task. You should also make sure that they understand the task and have the necessary resources to complete it. Additionally, it is important to provide clear instructions and to be available to answer any questions they may have. Delegating tasks can also be beneficial in terms of team building. By allowing others to take on tasks, you can help to build trust and foster collaboration. This can help to create a more productive and efficient team. Overall, getting others to do the work for you can be a great way to save time and energy. It can also help to create a more productive and efficient team. By delegating tasks to others, you can focus on the bigger picture and make sure that everything is running smoothly. Main idea number 8. Make your accomplishments seem effortless. People are more likely to be impressed by accomplishments that seem effortless. Make sure to present your accomplishments in a way that makes them seem effortless. The idea of making your accomplishments seem effortless is an important one. People are more likely to be impressed by accomplishments that appear to have been achieved with minimal effort. To make your accomplishments seem effortless, you should focus on the end result rather than the process. Showcase the end result and make it look like it was achieved with ease. You should also focus on the impact of your accomplishments. Showcase the positive effects that your accomplishments have had on the people or organization that you have worked with. This will help to emphasize the effortlessness of your accomplishments and make them more impressive. Finally, you should be sure to present your accomplishments in a humble and modest way. Don't brag or boast about your accomplishments, as this will make them seem less effortless. Instead, focus on the positive effects that your accomplishments have had and let others draw their own conclusions about how effortless they were. Main idea number 9. Avoid the unhappy and unlucky. Unhappy and unlucky people can be a drain on your energy and resources. Avoid them whenever possible and focus on those who are more likely to be successful. Avoiding the unhappy and unlucky is an important part of maintaining your own power and success. Unhappy and unlucky people can be a drain on your energy and resources, and can bring you down with their negative attitudes and outlooks. It is important to focus on those who are more likely to be successful, and to avoid those who are likely to bring you down. Successful people tend to be more positive and have a more optimistic outlook on life. They are more likely to be motivated and driven to achieve their goals. They are also more likely to be supportive and encouraging of your own goals and ambitions. By surrounding yourself with successful people, you can benefit from their positive energy and outlook, and be inspired to reach your own goals. It is also important to remember that everyone has their own struggles and challenges. Even the most successful people have had to overcome obstacles and hardships in order to reach their goals. It is important to be compassionate and understanding of those who are struggling, and to offer support and encouragement when possible. By avoiding the unhappy and unlucky, and focusing on those who are more likely to be successful, you can maintain your own power and success. You can also benefit from the positive energy and outlook of successful people, and be inspired to reach your own goals. Main idea number 10. Play to people's fantasies. People are more likely to be swayed by ideas that appeal to their fantasies. Use this to your advantage by presenting your ideas in a way that will appeal to their fantasies. People are often more likely to be swayed by ideas that appeal to their fantasies. This is why it is important to play to people's fantasies when presenting your ideas. By presenting your ideas in a way that appeals to their fantasies, you can increase the chances of them being receptive to your ideas. For example, if you are trying to convince someone to invest in a new business venture, you could present the idea in a way that appeals to their dreams of financial success. You could talk about the potential for high returns, the potential for growth, and the potential for a secure future. By presenting the idea in a way that appeals to their fantasies, you can increase the chances of them being receptive to your ideas. Similarly, if you are trying to convince someone to support a new cause, you could present the idea in a way that appeals to their sense of justice and morality. You could talk about the potential for making a difference in the world, the potential for creating a better future, and the potential for making a positive impact. By presenting the idea in a way that appeals to their fantasies, you can increase the chances of them being receptive to your ideas. By playing to people's fantasies, you can increase the chances of them being receptive to your ideas. This is why it is important to present your ideas in a way that appeals to their fantasies. By doing so, you can increase the chances of them being receptive to your ideas and taking action on them. Main idea number 11. Appeal to people's self-interest. People are more likely to be swayed by ideas that appeal to their self-interest. Use this to your advantage by presenting your ideas in a way that will appeal to their self-interest. Appealing to people's self-interest is a powerful way to get them to listen to your ideas. By presenting your ideas in a way that will benefit them, you can increase the chances of them being receptive to your message. For example, if you are trying to convince someone to invest in a new business venture, you could explain how it will help them make more money or provide them with a better lifestyle. If you are trying to convince someone to support a cause, you could explain how it will benefit their community or make the world a better place. By appealing to people's self-interest, you can make your ideas more attractive and increase the chances of them being accepted. It is also important to remember that people are more likely to be swayed by ideas that are presented in a positive light. Instead of focusing on the negatives of an idea, focus on the positives and how it will benefit them. This will make your ideas more appealing and increase the chances of them being accepted. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the different motivations that people have and tailor your message accordingly. By understanding what motivates people, you can craft your message in a way that will appeal to their self-interest. In conclusion, appealing to people's self-interest is a powerful way to get them to listen to your ideas. By presenting your ideas in a way that will benefit them, you can increase the chances of them being receptive to your message. Additionally, it is important to focus on the positives of an idea and be aware of the different motivations that people have. By understanding what motivates people, you can craft your message in a way that will appeal to their self-interest and increase the chances of them being accepted. Main idea number 12. Create compelling spectacles. Spectacles are a great way to draw attention to yourself and your ideas. Create compelling spectacles that will draw people in and make them more likely to be swayed by your ideas. Creating compelling spectacles is an important part of getting people to pay attention to your ideas. Spectacles can be anything from a dramatic presentation to a unique visual display. The key is to make sure that whatever you create is eye-catching and memorable. It should be something that will draw people in and make them more likely to be swayed by your ideas. When creating a spectacle, think about what will make it stand out. Consider the colors, the music, the visuals, and the overall atmosphere. Make sure that it is something that will draw people in and make them more likely to be interested in what you have to say. Once you have created your spectacle, make sure to promote it. Use social media, word of mouth, and other methods to get the word out. This will help to ensure that your spectacle is seen by as many people as possible. Creating compelling spectacles is a great way to draw attention to yourself and your ideas. With a little bit of creativity and effort, you can create something that will make people take notice and be more likely to be swayed by your ideas. Main idea number 13. Take credit whenever possible. Whenever possible, take credit for your accomplishments. This will make people more likely to recognize your accomplishments and will also make it easier to get things done. Taking credit whenever possible is an important part of success. It is important to recognize your own accomplishments and to make sure that others recognize them as well. Taking credit for your work will make it easier to get things done and will also make it easier for people to recognize your accomplishments. It is important to be humble and to recognize the contributions of others, but it is also important to take credit for your own work. When taking credit for your accomplishments, it is important to be honest and to be accurate. Do not take credit for something that you did not do or that you did not contribute to. It is also important to be gracious and to recognize the contributions of others. Taking credit for your work is not about taking away from the accomplishments of others, but rather about recognizing your own hard work and dedication. Taking credit whenever possible is an important part of success. It is important to recognize your own accomplishments and to make sure that others recognize them as well. Taking credit for your work will make it easier to get things done and will also make it easier for people to recognize your accomplishments. It is important to be humble and to recognize the contributions of others, but it is also important to take credit for your own work. Main idea number 14. Recreate yourself. Don't be afraid to recreate yourself in order to better fit the situation. This will make it easier to get things done and will also make it easier to get people to trust you. Recreating yourself is an important part of life. It is a way to stay relevant and to stay ahead of the curve. It is a way to make sure that you are always growing and learning. It is a way to make sure that you are always adapting to the changing environment around you. Recreating yourself can be done in many ways. You can take on new hobbies, learn new skills, or even change your style. It is important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to try new things. This will help you to stay ahead of the competition and to stay ahead of the curve. It is also important to be confident in yourself and to be willing to take risks. Recreating yourself can be a scary process, but it is also a necessary one. It is important to be willing to take risks and to be willing to put yourself out there. This will help you to stay ahead of the competition and to stay ahead of the curve. Recreating yourself is also a way to gain trust from others. When you are willing to take risks and to be open to new ideas, people will be more likely to trust you. This will help you to build relationships and to build trust with those around you. Recreating yourself is an important part of life. It is a way to stay relevant and to stay ahead of the curve. It is a way to make sure that you are always growing and learning. It is a way to make sure that you are always adapting to the changing environment around you. It is also a way to gain trust from others and to build relationships. Don't be afraid to recreate yourself in order to better fit the situation. This will make it easier to get things done and will also make it easier to get people to trust you. Main idea number 15. Master the art of timing. Timing is everything when it comes to getting things done. Make sure to master the art of timing in order to get the most out of any situation. Mastering the art of timing is essential for success in any endeavor. It is important to understand when to act and when to wait, when to push forward and when to hold back. Knowing when to take advantage of an opportunity and when to let it pass by can be the difference between success and failure. Timing is also important when it comes to communication. Knowing when to speak up and when to remain silent can be the difference between getting your point across and having it fall on deaf ears. It is important to be aware of the context of the situation and the people involved in order to know when to speak and when to remain quiet. Finally, timing is important when it comes to decision making. Knowing when to make a decision and when to wait can be the difference between success and failure. It is important to weigh the pros and cons of any decision and to consider the potential consequences before making a move. Mastering the art of timing is essential for success in any endeavor. By understanding when to act and when to wait, when to push forward and when to hold back, and when to make a decision and when to wait, you can increase your chances of success and get the most out of any situation. Main idea number 16. Disdain things you cannot have. Disdain things that you cannot have in order to make them seem more desirable. This will make it easier to get people to do favors for you and will also make it easier to get things done. Disdain things that you cannot have in order to make them seem more desirable. This idea is based on the notion that people are more likely to do favors for you if they think that you are not able to get what you want on your own. By expressing disdain for something that you cannot have, you make it seem more desirable and thus more likely that someone will be willing to help you out. This idea can be applied to many different situations. For example, if you are trying to get a job, you can express disdain for the job that you are applying for. This will make it seem more desirable and thus more likely that the employer will be willing to hire you. Similarly, if you are trying to get a loan, you can express disdain for the loan terms in order to make them seem more attractive. The idea of disdain for things that you cannot have can also be used to get people to do favors for you. By expressing disdain for something that you cannot have, you make it seem more desirable and thus more likely that someone will be willing to help you out. This can be especially useful when you are trying to get someone to do something that they would not normally do. In conclusion, expressing disdain for things that you cannot have can be a powerful tool in getting people to do favors for you and in getting things done. By making something seem more desirable, you make it more likely that someone will be willing to help you out. Main idea number 17. Create a sense of urgency. Create a sense of urgency in order to get people to act. This will make it easier to get things done and will also make it easier to get people to trust you. Creating a sense of urgency is a powerful tool for getting people to act. It can be used to motivate people to take action, to make decisions quickly, and to trust you. By creating a sense of urgency, you can make it easier to get things done and to get people to trust you. When creating a sense of urgency, it is important to be clear and direct. Make sure that people understand the urgency of the situation and why it is important to act quickly. Explain the consequences of not acting quickly and why it is important to act now. It is also important to be realistic when creating a sense of urgency. Don't create a false sense of urgency that will lead to disappointment or frustration. Make sure that the urgency is based on facts and that it is achievable. Finally, it is important to be consistent when creating a sense of urgency. Make sure that you are consistent in your message and that you are following through on your promises. This will help to build trust and will make it easier to get people to act. Main idea number 18. Play the perfect courtier. Be the perfect courtier in order to get people to trust you and do favors for you. This will make it easier to get things done and will also make it easier to get people to trust you. Playing the perfect courtier is an art form that requires finesse and skill. It involves being able to read people, understand their motivations, and know how to act in order to get them to trust you and do favors for you. It is important to be able to recognize when someone is trying to manipulate you and to be able to respond in a way that will make them trust you and be willing to do favors for you. The key to being a successful courtier is to be able to make people feel comfortable and at ease. You should be able to make them feel like they can trust you and that you are someone they can rely on. You should also be able to make them feel like you understand their needs and that you are willing to help them out. It is also important to be able to recognize when someone is trying to manipulate you and to be able to respond in a way that will make them trust you and be willing to do favors for you. You should be able to recognize when someone is trying to take advantage of you and to be able to respond in a way that will make them trust you and be willing to do favors for you. Finally, it is important to be able to recognize when someone is trying to take advantage of you and to be able to respond in a way that will make them trust you and be willing to do favors for you. You should be able to recognize when someone is trying to manipulate you and to be able to respond in a way that will make them trust you and be willing to do favors for you. Main idea number 19. Confuse and conquer. Confuse and conquer your opponents by presenting them with multiple options and making them unsure of which one to choose. This will make it easier to get things done and will also make it easier to get people to trust you. Confuse and conquer is a strategy that can be used to gain power over your opponents. By presenting them with multiple options and making them unsure of which one to choose, you can make it easier to get things done and to gain trust. This strategy works by creating confusion and uncertainty in your opponents, making them less likely to resist or challenge your decisions. It also allows you to control the situation and make sure that you get the outcome that you want. This strategy can be used in a variety of situations, from negotiations to business deals. By presenting your opponents with multiple options, you can make them unsure of which one to choose. This can give you an advantage in negotiations, as you can use the confusion to your advantage and get the outcome that you want. It can also be used to gain trust, as people are more likely to trust someone who is able to present them with multiple options and make them feel like they have a choice. Confuse and conquer is a powerful strategy that can be used to gain power and control over your opponents. By presenting them with multiple options and making them unsure of which one to choose, you can make it easier to get things done and to gain trust. This strategy can be used in a variety of situations, from negotiations to business deals, and can give you an advantage in any situation. Main idea number 20. Enter action with boldness. Enter any situation with boldness in order to make a strong impression. This will make it easier to get things done and will also make it easier to get people to trust you. Entering any situation with boldness is a great way to make a strong impression. It shows that you are confident and willing to take risks, which can be very attractive qualities. It also shows that you are not afraid to take charge and make decisions, which can be very beneficial in many situations. Boldness can also help you to stand out from the crowd and make it easier to get noticed. When you enter a situation with boldness, it can also help to build trust with those around you. People will be more likely to trust someone who is willing to take risks and make decisions. This can be especially beneficial in business settings, where trust is essential for successful collaborations. Additionally, entering a situation with boldness can make it easier to get things done. People will be more likely to listen to and respect someone who is confident and decisive. Overall, entering any situation with boldness is a great way to make a strong impression and get things done. It shows that you are confident and willing to take risks, which can be very attractive qualities. It also helps to build trust with those around you and makes it easier to get noticed. So, if you want to make a strong impression and get things done, enter any situation with boldness.